Getting the right story out. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. You know, every day, many of us take for granted the real story behind getting the safest and most affordable food supply to market. Often, we hear negative stories in the news from animal rights groups or others who have an agenda that would ultimately put many of our farmers out of business. But a new program supported by the Farm Bureau is trying to get more producers to tell their story. Margie Hunter and her husband David are livestock producers in White County, and she went through the Ag Challenges Initiative training recently and believes it will work.
It gives farmers like myself an opportunity to learn how to talk to the public, let them know about our farms, our things that we're passionate about, our families, raising animals to provide a wholesome, healthy food source.
Margie Hunter says it's difficult sometimes to overcome the headlines once a story breaks, but she feels it's important to try and assure consumers that most farmers are doing the right thing.
If I'm a homemaker in town watching TV and I see something on television about a down cow in California, I may think that's how everybody does it. Well, myself as a farmer, I can go and let those homemakers, let whoever, someone that doesn't understand farming and how it works, tell them how we do it at our home.
Now, Hunter says she thinks it's important for farmers to try and share their story before bad news becomes a headline.
If you're in an elevator and somebody sees you're wearing boots and they ask you what you do, it gives you a chance to open that door and tell them, I'm a farmer and I'm here to raise food safely. I want to keep my animals healthy and safe, but also my family eats the food that we raise. I want them to have a safe food product.
Margie Hunter, a beef and poultry producer in White County. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.